Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Jack and Jennifer Clark. We're going to be talking Wellington Pioneer Days. Coming up starting Monday, July 13th, the main events are going to be taking place Friday, July 18th and Saturday, July 19th. Jack, Jennifer, pleasure to have you in here today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're excited to be here.
And you know, it's always fun when these city celebrations roll around. That's what makes summer summer here in the Castle Country, all these different city celebrations and Wellingtons. It's looking like it's going to be a great year for you guys. And it gets kicked off on Monday, July 13th with something that I'm really intrigued to learn a little bit more about. You guys are doing a treasure hunt. What's this all about?
Yeah, so this is actually our second year to do the treasure hunt. And we start Monday. We release clues daily. And it takes you around the city of Wellington. It's good for adults and kids alike. And there will be a actual treasure at the end. We went around town and actually found a bunch of the Sacagawea dollars from all the banks. So there will be like a $50 gold coin prize at the end, plus additional probably $50 in gift certificates and other things.
Now, when these clues start coming out, where are they going to be able to find them?
So I will post them on the Wellington City Events page, Facebook page, my private page, and we'll put them, post them at the post office in Wellington also. And people can jump in at any time. So they can, if they come in on Wednesday, all the clues, they can still start at the beginning and go through from there. And the first person that finds the prize will get the money. But after that, anybody that will find the location, take a picture of them at the location, gets their name put in for a drawing for another prize.
Yeah, so still incentive to go hunt that treasure. And it's just going to be such a fun time all around. There's nothing quite like solving those riddles, knowing you're searching for treasure. It makes you feel like a little kid again. So this is going to be a fun one. Right. And then coming up on Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., you guys have a side-by-side trail ride. Side-by-side riding, of course. Always a big hit here in the Castle Country.
Yes, Joan Powell is heading that one up. And they are going to meet at the rodeo grounds at 9 a.m. People pack a lunch with them, and they're going to go until 4 p.m. They'll be back about 4 p.m. Again, this is about the second year we've done this one.
Now, moving into the main slate of events on that Friday and Saturday, you guys had a bit of an interesting year in trying to plan this. I mean, normally you see the rodeo, but this year just wasn't able to kind of materialize. But looking through the schedule, you guys were able to fill it up still with some very good events. I think it's going to be still a very good Wellington Pioneer Days. You know, and then starting on Friday, July 18th, it's a pretty nice evening of events. It starts with a Sloppy Joe dinner at the park, and then you got a live auction and some live music by the Desert Sage Band.
Yeah, we're excited for that. They played last year just a couple of short segments in the park, and we enjoyed them so well that we invited them back.
You know, I've had a chance to listen to them once or twice, and you're absolutely right. This is an incredible group. I'm excited to see them get a full stay on the stage. Moving into that Saturday, that's when the fun really takes off, in my opinion. That second day of these city celebrations, always a highlight. And it starts way early in the morning, 7 a.m., the fire department hosting a breakfast at the park.
Yes, we're excited about that. We had a lot of people asking about it last year because it was not there last year. It's going to start 7 to 9, $5 a person, $20 per family, and it's a fundraiser towards the fire department.
And, you know, it's always good to get out and help those first responders. They're working so hard to keep us safe. Might as well help fund them, you know, get those funds that they need, as well as have just a great breakfast in the park. Then, of course, 10 a.m., one of my favorite events is always the parade, and the Pioneers Day Parade always is a big hit.
Right, and we're doing it down 100 East again, and it starts at 10. If anybody wants to enter a float in it, then they contact Ashley at 650-9793.
You know, after the parade, of course, everyone's going to want to head down to the park. You got kids' games, activities, vendor booths, live entertainment. We were talking about it before we came on air. You're still looking to get a few more live entertainers. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That is correct.
We have a couple of the dance groups are going to be out of town. And so we have some open spots. So we're looking for anybody who likes to sing or do cowboy poetry, whatever you have, musical instruments, anybody. They can contact Wendy Grant. 630-8856. Yeah, we have lots of new activities, actually. So, like, actually, the Kids Cornhole is going to be new this year. Do you want to?
David Adair is heading that up. The kids' cornhole, it's going to start about 11:30, $5 per person. 15 and under, you can contact him at 820-1296, 435-820-1296. Along with that, they're doing an adult Switch Oleo cornhole. That's going to start at 5. So you don't need a partner with that. That's what the Switch Oleo is. They're going to partner you up. They do have a $1,000 grand purse prize or that they can win off of that. And it's a $20 per person or $20 entry fee per person.
Now, I don't know about you guys. I'm not too good at cornhole. I mean, that I try to be good, but I can never seem to hit that board. Are you guys good at cornhole at all?
Yeah, I won the family reunion cornhole game. So
you know, those are competitive games. And one of the new events this year that really caught my eye, you guys are bringing down Invictus Armored Combat. I saw him a little bit at the Renaissance Festival, but I'm excited to see him again because this is a very entertaining event. I never expected to be a fan of Armored Combat in the year of our Lord 2025, but it's such a good time.
Yeah, so we have Seth Wells is on our planning committee, and he's actually a part of this group. And so they come down, and they'll actually be doing some live fighting at 4 p.m.
And it's going to be a good time. You can't go wrong with that. And then you follow that up with, you know, it's a bit of a guilty pleasure of mine, but I'm a big fan of bingo. And you guys talking beforehand, you got some pretty fun prizes coming up for the Bingo for Pioneer Days.
Yeah, we've done it in the past, but we just did little prizes like cupcakes. This time it's a big stage event, and we have some big prizes. Things like a free night stay at Nine Mile Ranch and a bunch of other prizes. And it's going to be lots of fun. Okay, yeah. I am the worst person to interview. No.
Bingo is going to be an absolute blast. I couldn't agree with you more. I love playing some bingo. You got a chalk art competition and Pioneer Games. For people who might not be familiar with what you guys do out at Pioneer Days, what are the Pioneer Games?
So we do some games that are traditional for that time period. There's, of course, like the tug of war with the rope, and they have some kind of thing where they have sticks and they flip these little round rope rings. There's another one with some other rings.
Didn't they have a wheel that they spun with a stick too?
Yeah, I think they have a wheel that you spin with a stick.
You know, when you see people who are good at these Pioneer Games, it's genuinely really impressive because it takes a lot more skill than one might think. You know, oh, I can pick up a wheel and a stick at any time and just start beating down the road. I tried that once as a teenager, and it just didn't work in my favor as well as I thought it would.
Well, come out and practice.
It's going to be a good time there. And then it closes out the night at 8:30 p.m. You got a movie in the park, another new event for you guys this year. But you can't go wrong with a movie in the summer, under the stars. It's such a good time for kids and adults alike.
We're actually pretty excited about this one. This movie is filmed in our area. Rigoletto is the movie. It's sponsored by Utah International Film Festival. So they're bringing it down. We're going to have some actors there that are going to tell some of their experiences when they film this show. We also have the food vendors are going to have some food, and they're going to sell popcorn. And
Concessions.
It's going to be a good time. It's always fun seeing these movies that were filmed in the area being screened here. You know, people are usually surprised to find out that we have such a deep film history here in the Castle Country, Wellington especially. I mean, you got 9 Mile right there, just beautiful desert backdrop. So always fun to see that. Now, Jack, Jennifer, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
I just want everybody to come out and have a really good time. We're expecting to have some fun events, and it makes it even better if we have a good crowd there. So come on out and enjoy our Wellington Pioneer Days.
Well, Jack, Jennifer, it's a pleasure to have you in here today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Wellington City Mayor Jack Clark and his wife, Jennifer Clark. We're talking Wellington Pioneer Days coming up starting on Monday, July 13th. They got a treasure hunt. The real meat of the event comes Friday, July 18th, Saturday, July 19th. Going to be an absolutely spectacular event. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.